Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2857, how to overcome negative thoughts and increase inner joy, and why smiling is good for you, both by Ellen Bergen of ifitbringsyoujoy.com and I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. Two posts today, so with that, let's get right to them as we optimize your life. How to Overcome Negative Thoughts and Increase Inner Joy by Ellen Bergen of ifitbringsyoujoy.com. Think about the people in your life, family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, etc. Do you know people who always seem to have some problem and tend to ride on the negative side? Do you know others who tend to be happy campers and generally positive about life? Which type of person do you want to hang out with? Most importantly, which type of person do you want to be? The one thing that can deflate your happiness is your negative thoughts. We all encounter people in our daily life who influence how we feel. However, the biggest bad influence in your life is not other people, it's your own negative thoughts. Negative thoughts and emotions generally suck the joy right out of any moment. Worry, jealousy, resentment, and hate have never improved the happy factor for a single human being. Even worse, is when you keep focusing on the negative thoughts and let momentum build to the point where you make a mountain out of a molehill. The first step in controlling negative emotion. Identify when you're feeling badly. Negative thought triggers bad emotion. The moment you become aware that you're not feeling good emotionally, take a minute to become consciously aware of your thoughts. Are you thinking negatively? Realize that your negative thought is not helping you and is not necessary. Knowing that you don't feel good is your first step in the right direction. If you know you don't feel good, you can take steps to feel better. If you read my post about the law of attraction, you know that after only 17 seconds of thought, another similar thought joins your thoughts. A little negative thought will quickly roll into a big hairy deal if you keep talking about it or focusing on it. Best first step to nix negativity. What should you do when you're aware that you're having some negative emotion? We all have negative emotions at times. Once you identify you're feeling badly, stop those negative thoughts in their tracks. It's easier to stop negative thinking before it gets too strong. Try to be mindful of when your thoughts first start to go in a negative direction and then quickly guide yourself back to a happier place. Instead of magnifying negative aspects in a situation, find the positive aspects of the situation. It's also helpful to remember that sometimes happiness requires that you need to let go of what you think life is supposed to look like and celebrate it for everything that it is. Only you have control of your thoughts. If you can't replace those negative thoughts with positive ones, then distract yourself by thinking about something completely different. Sit down, relax, have a cup of tea, take a nap, whatever you need to do to distract yourself. We each create our own reality. Choose to make yours happy. Of course, this all takes practice. But as you start letting go of the negative thoughts and get momentum going on positive thoughts, your outlook is going to be better and you'll start to attract other positive people. As you become naturally attracted to positively focused people, you will naturally increase happiness in your life. Why Smiling is Good for You by Ellen Bergen of ifitbringsyoujoy.com. Even if it feels awkward and even if a smile doesn't depict your current mood, smile. Right now, give it a try and just smile. Whether your smile is genuine or fake, research shows smiling is good for you because it can increase your happy factor and even reduce stress. Sound crazy or maybe too easy to be true? Take 10 seconds out of your life and smile while you continue listening. Really, right now. Okay, keep listening. Smiling can improve your mood. Facial expressions clearly convey our mood, but did you know facial expressions can also influence our mood? Even fake smiles can improve our mood. Smiling frequently, whether genuine or fake, can trick our brain into producing more positive rather than negative thoughts. According to Sean Acor, the author of Happiness Advantage, making smiling a daily habit can retrain our brain to have more positive thinking patterns rather than negative ones, which ultimately creates a happiness loop. It's simple and easy. More smiling can lead to more happiness. Science says smiling is contagious. Spread cheer. If you smile at someone, stranger or not, it's likely that they'll return the smile. You smile, they smile. I've personally tried this and I can tell you it works. Imagine how you can change the mood in a room full of people with a simple smile. There's actually a scientific explanation for why smiling is contagious. It involves mirror neurons, a small circuit of cells in the brain. Neuroscientist Marco Lacoboni told Scientific American, quote, "When I see you smiling, my mirror neurons for smiling fire up too, initiating a cascade of neural activity that evokes the feeling we typically associate with a smile. I don't need to make any inference on what you are feeling. I experience immediately and effortlessly, in a milder form, of course, what you are experiencing," end quote. Smiling makes you more approachable. Are you more likely to strike up a conversation with someone who has a smile or someone who looks depressed or angry? Most people would agree that a smile looks much more approachable and likely to be friendly. A genuine smile is perceived as a sign of a happy person, and most people prefer to create friendships with happy people. Smile for your health. When you smile, your facial muscle movement triggers a release of endorphins. Endorphins make us feel happy, and they also help lower stress levels. Since it's the physical muscle movement that is the trigger, a fake smile works as good as the real thing. There's even research that says people who smile a lot tend to live longer. Keep smiling. So if you want to make a good impression, simply show your beautiful smile and you'll be well on your way to appearing likable and winning people over. Bonus, there's no need to wait for Black Friday or Cyber Monday because all these benefits are yours for the everyday low, low price of, drumroll, free. It costs you nothing to smile, so you have nothing to lose. Go ahead and put a smile on your face and then take note of how you feel and how people react to you. I bet it'll bring you joy and be worth the effort to make it a daily habit. That, my friend, is why smiling is good for you. Try a fake smile right now. You just listened to the posts titled, How to Overcome Negative Thoughts and Increase Inner Joy, and Why Smiling is Good for You, both by Ellen Bergen of ifitbringsyoujoy.com. Thank you to Ellen. After reading the second article, I went down the rabbit hole of smiling and studies about it, since I've heard of some where they had people force a smile, and then those ones tended to have better emotions or something along those lines. But it looks like newer research is showing it might be a bit more complicated and not as straightforward as we once thought. I'm not trying to rain on the parade, but more of to look at what the science is saying about if you simply fake a smile, if you'll feel better in return. And it seems that as of a couple of years ago, it's leaning towards being very marginally effective. And some of the newest research suggests there could actually be a negative effect if it's habitual and a fake smile is forced a lot. Plus, I think many people can naturally pick out a fake smile from a real one. So I think it's more about it being as genuine as possible. And I don't think that ruins the article though, because the other points still hold up, I think. Again, if it's genuine. If it's genuine and not fake, like the author said, it could increase approachability. We're going to be more hesitant to approach someone who looks really grumpy. If it's fake, on the other hand, then I don't know, that can come across a bit creepy. So something to consider today and this weekend. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, but stick around because it's time for our weekly bonus episode, a great one from Optimal Health Daily. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.